Someone asked that we speak about wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. You'll notice that a lot of people do wear tefillin. Some people do wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. A lot of people don't. What is this all based on? There is a Gemara in Maseches Menachos and Daf Lamed Vav that discusses wearing tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. There is a machlokes in the Gemara whether a person should wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. And there are two brises that the Gemara quotes to give reasons why one maybe doesn't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. First brisa quotes a pasuk v'shamarta ha'chukah azos miyamim yamima. So if chukah azos refers to tefillin, miyamim yamima from yamima refers miyamim rather. The brisa explains means on some days we wear tefillin, on other days we don't wear tefillin. Which days don't we wear tefillin? Shabbos and Yontif. Din d'oraisa that you don't wear tefillin Shabbos and Yontif. The second brisa is that there are a number of places in the Torah where it says that tefillin are an os, and anything that itself, a day that itself serves as an os, doesn't need the additional os of tefillin. It's almost like an insult to the os of the day to double up on the os and have an os of tefillin, and therefore a person doesn't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif because Shabbos and Yontif themselves are considered an os. Tefillin is also considered an os, so we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. The Mishra Brura and Simul Lamed Aleph points out that that there's an additional issue with wearing tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. Once you have these heterim of not wearing tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif, that to actually wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif may be a violation of Bal Tosif if you're going to wear tefillin on a day that you're not supposed to or are not obligated to wear tefillin. That's all when it comes to Shabbos and Yontif. What about Chol HaMoed? So should one wear tefillin Chol HaMoed or not? The Bahag, quoted in Tosfos Maseches Moed Katan and Daf Yutes Amud Aleph, paskins that it is usher to wear tefillin Chol HaMoed. That is also the sheet of the Rambam, the way the Kesef Mishnah in the 7th parak of Hilchos Yontif understands it. That is the sheet of the Rashba, Netshuva Chelek Aleph, Simin Tuf Reish Tzadi. That is the sheet of the Ri, quoted in the Agos Maimonios in the 4th parak of Hilchos Tefillin. And the reason why all of these Rishonim hold that one should not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed is that Yom Tov is considered an os, and Chol HaMoed is Yom Tov. It's just another day of Yom Tov, so it's also a day that we don't wear tefillin. Chol HaMoed is also considered an os. Now, why is Chol HaMoed also considered an os? Well, it could be because there's an Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed, and that therefore makes it an os. Or it could just be that the mitzvos hayom, like on Sukkah, on Sukkis, the mitzvah of Sukkah, on Pesach, the Yisrael of Chametz, still apply in Chol HaMoed. And those are the things that grant it the status of an os. Rav Salvechik in Shirum L'Zechra Abamari explains in great detail. He says, what makes Yontif special? What gives Kedusha Sayom to a Yontif? He says, there are four things that happen on a Yontif that give it Kedusha. There's a Korban Musaf, there are the Mitzvah Sayom, like sitting in Sukkah, not eating Chametz, etc. There's the obligation to bring your own Karbanos, that the Gemara, there's the obligation to bring your own Karbanos of the Chag, the Olas Re'iya, Shalmei Chagiga, Shalmei Simcha, and then the fourth thing that makes Yontif is the Isser Malacha, that you're not allowed to do Malacha on those days. Go down the checklist in Chol HaMoed. What does Chol HaMoed have? Karban Musaf? Check. Isser to eat Chametz, Chiv to eat in Sukkah? Check. Karbanos of the Yom Tov? Check. Does it have an Isser Malacha? Half check, right? There is an Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed, but it's not quite the same as the Isser Malacha on the rest. So three and a half out of four checks, you got to imagine that Chol HaMoed is an os just like Yontif. Rav Salvechik quoted from his grandfather, Rav Chaim, said Chol HaMoed is just as holy as a Yontif, and therefore one should not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. That is one shita. The other shita, other Rishonim, the Rush and Hilchos Tefillin, at the end of Maseches Menachos, the Arzarua, the Meram Rutenberg, quoted by the Mordechai, all say that Chol HaMoed is not an os because there are many malachos that you are allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. The halacha is that there's a machlokas rishonim whether the Isser Malacha Chol HaMoed is Doraisa or Dirabbanon. If you assume that on a Torah level malachos mutar on Chol HaMoed and that it's all an Isser Midirabbanon, malachos Chol HaMoed is only Isser Midirabbanon, then certainly you can understand that Chol HaMoed does not have the full Kedusha, and therefore you should be allowed to wear tefillin and should be chayiv to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. What about the drasha miyamim? We said miyamim tells us that there are certain days that you don't wear tefillin. Yeah, maybe that only excludes Shabbos and Yontif. Why? Because Shabbos and Yontif are days that are so clearly distinguishable from weekdays by the way you behave. The way many Jews behave on Chol HaMoed doesn't make it so distinguishable from a weekday. And therefore, maybe it's not excluded from the drasha of miyamim. The raya that many of these Rishonim use is that the Gemara says you're allowed to wear tefillin, you're allowed to write tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So why would you be allowed to write tefillin on Chol HaMoed if there's no use for them on Chol HaMoed? So maybe that's a raya, if you're allowed to write them on Chol HaMoed, that you're allowed to use them on Chol HaMoed as well. Others say, no, yes, the Gemara says you're allowed to write tefillin on Chol HaMoed, but that's working within the Shita that think that you're allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yantiv also. We don't pass it like that Shita. We hold you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yantiv, and therefore you don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So at the end of the day, it's a basic machlokas Rishonim, chayiv repater, whether one is chayiv repater wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. However, even in Rishonim, this isn't just invented by Achronim, even in Rishonim we already find a compromised Shita. We already find Rishonim that say, oh, we don't want to go wrong in one direction or the other, so you don't want to make a bracha on the tefillin, but you should still wear the tefillin. The Torah quotes from many Rishonim that you should wear the tefillin just in case you're chayiv, but don't make a bracha on it just in case you're pater. That is the Shita of the Ritva and Erevin Daf Tzadivav. That's the Shita of the Smak. It's the Shita of the Meir. And it's in that way, even if you're still risking baltosif a little bit, because if you're pater and you're wearing, you still risk a baltosif, but maybe it's better to risk that than to risk not wearing tefillin on a day that you're supposed to be wearing tefillin, saying Shema without the tefillin, the Gemara and Brachas, and when you're chayiv in tefillin, you say Shema without the tefillin, it's kilu meyurei d'sheker al atzmo, so that could be a very bad iser, so better to wear tefillin without a bracha, save this group of Rishonim. Good, so what do we pass in halacha l'maisa? Beit Yosef, Arachayim Simon Lamed Aleph, says that Svarta custom is that they do not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Beit Yosef quotes a Medrash Hanelim and Shir Hashirim that gives a Kabbalistic reason why the tefillin should not be worn on Chol HaMoed al pi Kabbalah. Tefillin should not be worn on Chol HaMoed. The Zohar was very against wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The Mechaber therefore paskins in Arachayim Simon Lamed Aleph Sif Beis that it's Osir to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Svartic Jews do not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The Ramah, though, says, what do you mean? Minhag Ashkenaz is we wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, and not only do we wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, we say it with a bracha. We say a bracha on it also. We pass in like those shittos from Rishonim, absolute chiyuv. No reason Chol HaMoed should be any different than any other day. You would wear tefillin with a bracha. The Ramah then says that the minhag is to say the bracha quietly. Not to create a big scene out of the bracha, we say the bracha quietly. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason you say it quietly, you don't want people to fight about the fact that you're saying a bracha. So you don't want to start an argument, so you just say the bracha quietly as opposed to out loud. That's the Shitas HaRamah. Most people who do wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed do not say a bracha. Why is that? The Shitas HaTaz is not to say a bracha when you put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Taz thinks it's a bad idea to say a bracha. Rav Shach said that I saw a quote from the Kovitz Mavakshei Torah that Rav Shach held that reported that in Lita and in Vilna they didn't say a bracha on the Tefillin Shel Rosh, but they would say a bracha on Tefillin Shel Yad. What's the svara? Suffolk whether you chayiv in tefillin in the first place, and suffolk whether shel rosh gets its own bracha. So svek sveka, they would only say a bracha on the tefillin shel yad, wouldn't say a separate bracha on the tefillin shel rosh. Now, if you happen to put on tefillin without a bracha, like the shitas hataz, so the whole thing about not being mafsik between the bracha that you say on the shel yad till after you finish putting on the shel rosh, even for amen yehishme rabba and amen and kedusha and baruchu, so that won't apply. You would then be allowed to answer for all those things in between the shel yad and the shel rosh. You may need to again adjust the shel yad afterwards to make a connection between the shel yad and the shel rosh, but you would be allowed to answer to all those things. So the Rama says, the Mechaber says no tefillin. Rama says tefillin with a bracha. The Taz says tefillin without a bracha. Gra in the Bira Gra or Chaim Simon Lamed Aleph says we pass like those Rishonim not to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, like the Mechaber says not to wear tefillin at all on Chol HaMoed. So now, if you're a Jew who does not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, that means you're either Sephardic or you're following the custom of the Gra. Right? If you're following the custom of the Taz, you would wear it without a bracha. If you're following the custom of the Ramah, you would wear it with a bracha. Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan both say that you should follow the Taz, wear tefillin, but don't say a bracha. But the Aruch HaShulchan says if you have a family minhag, so you should follow your family minhag. And that would be the appropriate thing to do. The Aruch HaShulchan says that in more recent times, a lot of Ashkenazim stopped wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And he's probably referring to Hasidim, that Hasidim don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So if you're a Hasid, Hasidish Jew or come from the Hasidish lineage, probably based on the Kabbalistic sources, not to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. They don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Rav Soloveitchik writes in Shulam Zech Rabbi Mari that in Volozhin they also did not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, so it's not only the Hasidim. They followed the Gra not to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, the Rav's grandfather, did not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, almost nobody wears tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Why? Because Minhag Eretz Yisrael was pretty much developed by those who settled in Eretz Yisrael originally were the Talmidei Agra and Svardim. So Talmidei Agra, Svardim, don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And that's why in Eretz Yisrael, if you try to go into a shul and put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, you will start a whole big controversy. People will get angry at you, and it's probably a violation of Los Iskodidu. The Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Yudal and Amud Aleph, talks about Los Iskodidu that you're not allowed to do against the Minhag HaMakom. You shouldn't do something that's against everybody else's Minhag. So in Eretz Yisrael, if you're going to wear tefillin, so Rav Eliashiv says that you should do, if you do have a minhag to wear tefillin, you should do it privately, not in shul in Eretz Yisrael. If in Eretz Yisrael, definitely you should not publicly go against the minhag Eretz Yisrael. What if you move to Eretz Yisrael? Should you suddenly change your minhag from wearing tefillin to not wearing tefillin? So the Brisker Rav said yes, change your minhag. Now you're a ben Eretz Yisrael, don't wear tefillin. Others, however, Chazanish was quoted as saying that no, you should not change your minhag when you move to Eretz Yisrael. Just make sure you wear it privately. What about in Chutz Laaretz? 80% of your shul does not wear tefillin, and you do. Should you wear tefillin in shul on Chol HaMoed? So Rav Moshe, in Igros Moshe, Chelega Or Chaim Aleph, Simon Kufnan Ches Kufnan Tes, has an interesting suggestion that Los Iskodidu no longer applies in large American cities. Because in large American cities, it's Yadua that were made up of a whole bunch of different kihilos that all happen to gather together in one place. So it's not that you're going against the Minhag HaMakom, it's like there are Shnei Batei Dinim Bosa Yir. It's like there are two Batei Dinim in the same city, and you're just following your own practice. So he thinks that it's not a violation of Los Iskodidu B'zman Hazeh. In many shuls, you should follow the shul practice. In many shuls, they'll tell you, you know, go to the Ezra's Nashim to put on your tefillin, or you know, or to not put on, they'll have different ideas. Some poskim say if it's a shul that does wear tefillin, to not wear tefillin is not a violation of Los Iskodidu because you might just have a stomachache, and maybe that's why. But to wear tefillin where everybody else is not wearing tefillin, that's a violation of Los Iskodidu. Okay, there's room to debate it on both sides. In Imre Yosher of Meir Arik writes that whether or not you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed has nothing to do with whether you go to work on Chol HaMoed. Those two issues are completely separate issues. You can have a minhag to wear tefillin and not to go to, and even though you're not working at all on Chol HaMoed, you can have a minhag to wear tefillin, to not wear tefillin even though you are working on Chol HaMoed. One should not get confused between the two. All poskim seem to agree. Prima Gadim writes in Mishpat Zav that all poskim seem to agree. Definitely no tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam. L'chara, anyone who would wear tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam is generally not wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed anyway. The Hasidim typically would wear tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam. They're not going to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed anyway. But no tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam based on the Zohar. The Zohar is very against wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed in general. So at least for tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam, we would, if one is normally knowing, they normally do not do it on Chol HaMoed. Okay.